We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We had learned the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Omer, Hakina, jealousy, Vatava, desire, Vakavod, and the quest for honor, the quest for any one of these three, or all three, Motzin, Tadam, Min HaOlam, they remove a person from the world, and we're up to the final one, Kavod, honor. And as Rabbeinu Yonah had defined with Kina and Tava, with jealousy and desire, that it breaks down to positive and negative. By the same token, with honor, he's also going to break it down. Hakavod hara, when we speak about bad honor, hua mitkabed al bnei adam natil himato aleihem. That's when a person is arrogant, he holds honors above other people in order to instill his fear in them. Venoten chitito be'eretz chayim, he places his fear in the land of life, so to speak. And his goal is to control people. So Chazal viewed that as one of the most negative things. Chazal said, even in learning Torah, if a person learns Torah in order to boss other people around, in order to be able to tell other people he got that wrong and that wrong, so Chazal said it would have been better had he been a miscarriage. Chazal had very harsh terms for that. Chazal said, in other ways, if a person learns Torah, but his intents are not completely for the sake of heaven. He wants people to honor him. He wants people to value him. He wants to make money off of it. Other intentions that are less noble are okay. But when his intention is to hurt other people, boss other people around, then Chazal say, we don't accept that. So ordinarily we say, mitoch shelo lishma balishma. If a person starts out and his intentions are not pure, he can grow into pure intentions. But if his intentions are to boss other people around, so then Chazal say, over there we don't say that. Over there we say, better you would have never been alive. Umas chal sheyored leimkei sheol b'geinom. When a person is seeking honor in order to scare other people or boss other people around, so then he goes to the depths of perdition. And he stays down there and he can't get out for generations. And that's why the Navi Yechezkel describes how the kings of the pagans would go down in perdition, and he compares them to people who place their fear on other people in the land of the living. Yechezkel was saying that people who behave that way cannot get back up. If in this world they were busy scaring other people because of their strength, so then in the next world Hashem puts them down, and so to speak, they can't get up. The exact midah k'neged midah. Kamo she'nemar, as the verse says in Yechezkel, Ki natati chitito be'eretz chayim ve'ashkev betoch harelim et chalelei cherev v'chol ha'inyan. And that's what the verse in Ezekiel describes, that those people who spent their life instilling fear in others. And on some level, this would also apply, obviously, to the leaders of terrorists. That's part of the idea of a terrorist, instill terror in others. To make them respect and fear whoever is bossing around the terrorists. There's a second type of honor, which is not as bad as the first honor, and that is a person wants other people to honor him because he thinks he deserves that, and he doesn't really deserve it, but he thinks so. Even if a person is a Talmud Chacham, and even if a person has accomplished different things, but he wants people to honor him over that, so that's also, he's missing something. But what happens if his intention is for the sake of heaven? And the only reason he stands for his honor is not because of his personal honor, but rather he says, I'm representing something, and I can't allow that to be trampled on. I represent the Torah. And he doesn't take honor because it's his honor. Sometimes a person says, I'm representing Torah, I can't. I had a very difficult situation there was a person who asked me to arrange for him a visit by a big rabbi, and I was, Baruch Hashem, successful in arranging the visit. The day of the visit, he calls me up, and he says, my brother wanted to tag along. I said, fine. So he says, no, but my brother insisted on wearing shorts and a t-shirt. So he says, so I wouldn't have made an issue of it. I know the rabbi wouldn't have said anything, so he could have come. But then he says to me, I told my brother, you can't go. I'm going to this huge rabbi. You can't walk into him with shorts and a t-shirt. And he tells me, my brother said, no, I already put on my shorts and t-shirt. Then I won't go into the rabbi. I'll go for a jog. I'm not changing my clothing. So I couldn't say anything. If he wouldn't have asked me, or if he would have asked, I would have said, don't make an issue of it. Let your brother come in. But the second his brother said, I don't care. I'm not changing. So what's he saying? I'm not willing to respect the rabbi. That's what he said. So now I'm supposed to say, that's okay. You can mock him and you could still walk in. If my friend would have asked me, I would have said, don't say anything, turn a blind eye and move on with your life. Your brother wants to go in, go in. But the second he said, I'm not willing to respect him, I put on my shorts, I'm going in my shorts, I won't go in to see the rabbi. Now I'm supposed to say, no, you go in because you don't care to respect him, but you should go in anyways. So I kept quiet. I didn't say anything.
Yeah. Because if you don't, then it's like saying, well, for which rabbi would you say something? It's like saying, you know, right.
I'm saying he made a statement. He said, I'm not interested. Okay, so now I'm supposed to say, put the rabbi down. Doesn't matter if you don't care. Again, the smart thing would have been not to make an issue of it. Right. Don't say anything.
Well, he does.
Right. So that's, Rabbi Yonah says, sometimes it's not a question of the person's honor. But it's a question of what he represents. And if you're going to say nothing matters, so then what you're saying is the person doesn't matter. So what if you learn Torah? So what if you're putting down the Torah? It's not the person. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that's the only time that honor is okay. Because it's not a person taking honor for themselves. But any other type of honor, so there Rabbeinu Yonah says it's negative. V'kam ezira Torah v'asram oto shegam al melech Yisrael. The Torah was so careful when the Torah warned us, even a king, Asher Amra Alav, the Torah tells us about a king, Som Tasim Alecha Melech, you should place a king above you, and our sages say, what does it mean, place him? It means, Shetei Mato Alecha, you have to have awe of your king. So we're supposed to honor him. V'u Roi Lechavod Yoter Mikol Abriot Eshotech Tashamayim. He's the one who's most worthy of honor in this world. V'afal Piken Ezirato, and even so, the Torah tells the king, we have the commandment, honor him. But to the king, the Torah says, Levilti rum levavo me'echav, he has to be so careful that his heart should not be above his brothers. He should feel like he's one of the men. They have to treat him as king, but he has to feel like he's not above them. Kol sheken edutin shenem lachpotz hakavod klal, certainly common folk like us, as Rabbeinu Yonah, shouldn't be desiring honor at all. And finally, Rabbeinu Yonah interprets, Motzin ta'adam min ha'olam, these three things remove man from the world. Sheshalosh midot alalu bichlal avon plili. The three of these are considered a clear transgression. Davar acher. So that's one interpretation into what it means removes man from the world. The second interpretation is motzin ta'adam min ha'olam hakina kmo shnemaru kavatzamot kina. The verse in Proverbs says that jealousy is what causes one's bones to rot. Hatava, when it comes to desire, the verse says, Tavat atzel temitenu. The desires of a lazy person is what ultimately kills him. Hakavod, as we find in Yosef, Shemet, Eser Shanim Kodem Mechav, Yosef died 10 years before any of his brothers, Mimnei Shenik Atzmo Brabanut. Because Yosef did take on honors as king, and you see it caused him to die younger than all his siblings. So a second interpretation is that in this world, these three traits destroy a person. The first interpretation is that in the world to come, these three traits are held against the person. And the second interpretation is that these three traits destroy a person in this world. And the truth is that we see that these three traits can be the undoing of any person. The quest for honor, desire, and jealousy. Yeah.
I've heard